Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb and thanks for joining our conversation this morning. Today's guest is a woman who is defining success on her own terms. Tamron Hall has just kicked off the second season of her Emmy Award-winning talk show, and she is with us this morning to chat about her journey, what makes her show different, and why all of us in the Tam fam can't seem to get enough of this brand of candid, honest talk. Good morning, Tamron.
Good morning, Sue. So good to talk with you today.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm a big fan of yours. I have been for many, many years. And I'll tell you, your show, already a hit, just 1 year in, not to mention that it was a pandemic year, and you've already received an Emmy for Outstanding Informative Talk Show. That's got to feel pretty good.
You know, it feels good. My team, it's been just surreal in so many ways to have the show recognized by our peers and then to pivot in the middle, like everyone else, of, you know, celebrating or getting ready to do whatever it is we had coming up in our lives and full stop with the pandemic. And so it's been like, I'm sure, your own life. It's on some days you believe it's an episode of The Twilight Zone and
yes,
things will return to normal and you were just really asleep. You'd taken too much NyQuil or something. And then there are other days that you know how real it is and you are optimistic that, okay, we can get through this. So we've just been channeling along like everyone else.
And I think it makes it almost more relatable. I mean, people see your show and they see that, you know, it's not going to be, it might not always be clean, right? Life is a little bit messy, but it's real. Yeah. And it makes people say, yeah, I mean, even somebody like Tamron Hall or your guests are going through the same thing I am here in my home, in my living room.
Yeah, I think it's a reminder to us, Sue, that life isn't an Instagram filter, that, you know, you're going to have some bad pictures that you can't fix. And for me, when we went into season one, that was a part of my intention to show that it doesn't have to be pretty. Every conversation is not going to be comfortable. Every segment won't include a funny, fun celebrity. You know, some days life requires us to sit down and unpack the tough stuff. Now that I know we'd be talking about a pandemic and some of these other conversations that we've had, but we recognize from day one of launching this show that we could have a conversation with the audience, because more than anything, the audience told us and showed us that they were ready for a traditional daytime talk show where we could cry together, laugh together, and have these talks together.
Can we talk, Tamron, about the evolution of the show? You know, I want to just talk about how sort of it came to be. When you left the Today Show, you sort of were walking into the unknown, and I love it. I do a podcast about women who are taking risks and sort of stepping outside of their comfort zone. When you left and you were thinking, oh, my God, what is my next chapter going to be? Talk a little bit about how you felt. I mean, it must have been scary, but maybe a little empowering, too, and how the concept sort of gelled for this next chapter.
You know, for me, I vividly remember it was a Tuesday morning, that I had this feeling that things were not going to work out there in the form that I was existing. And I said, okay, you know, let me just move forward in my life. And to your point, I was 47, single. I don't come from a wealthy family, so I didn't have a backup plan. You know, there was nothing other than my mother saying, if you need to, you can come back and sleep in your room. And no one wants to hear that.
And you're like, great.
I'm like, no, that mom,
no.
Please don't say that to me. That's not making me feel better. And the uncertainty of it all. And I think I've worked since I was 14 years old. My first job was at Toys R Us in Texas. And the first week, Sue, I thought, wow, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work. What do you mean? This is liberating. I can think. I can create. I am going to find my way. And then I started to look at my bank account. And
yeah.
I was thinking, wait a minute. There has to be incoming if there's outgoing. And
yeah.
The reality of all of those things certainly gave me anxiety. My age, knowing that 47 years old for a woman, unfortunately, is still considered older in this business,
mm-hmm.
at the network level included. And I thought, man, you know, what are my prospects? I also looked at the lack of diversity, even still in our industry. And I said, wait a minute, I was the first black woman to host the Today Show in its 62-year run. I looked at all of the networks and I saw, you know, Gail or Robin and these, but still very limited representation of diversity even in our business. So what am I going to do? And I thought about writing a book. A lot of the book proposals, honestly, were beauty books, which I love, but I wasn't interested in taking my life in that direction, and actually
mm-hmm.
I didn't know myself for that scope anyway. And I just had to have that moment of peace with myself to recognize that I had put in the work. I've been a reporter since I was 18. I put my head down. I worked hard. I studied. How do I turn this? How do I manifest this into an opportunity that I deserve? If I'm being very transparent with you, and I hope that I am always, Sue, I said, I don't want to go into another office and haggle with someone over a contract that I
right.
know I deserve, that I felt that they should have been coming to me saying, job well done, you know, let's look at what we can do, what the audience likes about you, what you bring as a journalist, as a woman, as a person to this network. And I said, I don't want to be in a situation again where I'm walking in and some part of me feel that I'm compromising myself. You know,
right.
I'm pleading my case. And don't get me wrong, I don't think that you should be ready to make your elevator pitch and say, this is how hard I work, and you should be able to sell yourself. But then there's a line where you recognize your value is not being rewarded or acknowledged. And that's the feeling that I had, that no matter how many things I'd accomplished, no matter how many exclusives and big interviews and, you know, connections that I'd made with people who were famous or not famous, just in bringing my true self, my value wasn't recognized. And that hit me probably in the third week. I said, I can't go back to this situation. So now what do I do? And I started to piece it together from that point. And that is when I felt the empowerment, because I made up my mind that I was going to figure it out. And I was going to bet on me, even when others had not. And that was okay that they did it. But now it gave me an opportunity to finally bet on me.
I love that. I love that story, because I'm all about women empowerment. I went to an all-women's college, and being a woman in broadcasting, I completely relate to what you're talking about. So you went out, you pitched this show to Disney. I know you were on the road, too, speaking a lot of events that centered around
yeah.
women empowerment as well. Did Disney immediately take you up on your offer?
Oh, gosh, no. That would have made it so much easier. That would have been a great Disney ending, right? No, the reality is I had meetings with multiple networks. And keep in mind, to some people, I was, you know, the D-list player from the Today Show who got fired. And what does she mean she wants a talk show? And thankfully, not most, but there were some executives who think, you're not world famous. You're not a reality star. You're not, you know, 29 or 30. What are you bringing to the conversation? Far more famous people have tried this and not been able to connect for whatever reason, not faults of their own, but maybe the audience is over talk shows. You know,
mm-hmm.
there were so many incoming things that I was facing that I understood, and it made me better with each pitch. You know, it made me study shows that did not succeed and say, okay, well, why didn't that show connect? And I kept coming back with the same conclusion that they were overproduced. People were telling you what you should say, telling you what you should wear. And I thought, wow, wait a minute, they want a talk show with you, but then they want to change everything about you.
Right.
That's odd. And so I said, okay, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to allow myself to be changed. I have to, you know, really put my feet down firmly that if this is what you're betting on, this is what you're going to get. The original pitch, I think, as you know, was with Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
And I just had all of these big meetings with executives with Harvey there with me. And I got a call midday. Hey, something's coming tomorrow. It was a friend who was a writer and said, there may be allegations of the R word with Harvey Weinstein. And I said, you know, I'm thinking, it's just, again, going back to that surreal, the room is spinning. And I think, well, you've got to be talking retirement. I don't know what you can't be.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
And said, rape. And the first thing that came to my mind, honestly, was fear, because I'd been in the room and rooms pitching shows with this person who is now, the conclusion of this, we didn't know, this was the beginning. But as a woman who's covered crime, I've lost my sister to domestic violence, I instantly thought, like, wait a minute, I've tried to replay things in my head. By now, I was privately going through IVF. My husband was in my life, and I said, you know, do you think it's true? He's like, you can't worry about that. This, you have got to dissociate yourself with it. And I said, and everything's flooding
yeah.
through my mind. And that also required me to stop and shore myself up to say, listen, just the allegation alone, I don't want to be associated with this person.
Right.
I immediately called my lawyer and said, we have to terminate this contract. And then the ball started to flood. The ball started to move fast, you know, the story drops and you see the details, and I just knew in my gut that they were true. At the same time, Sue, I was thinking, are you kidding me? I'm going to be unemployed again. Like, wait a minute, my chance goes down the drain with this person.
Right.
And I felt selfish thinking that way. I really did, because I'm thinking about these women who are telling their truths and what happened to them, and now I'm sitting at my home thinking, okay, what?
Yeah.
I won't get a chance to return. Some time passed, and I received a call from Disney executives, and they said, can you come to Los Angeles and meet with us on your own? Just you. And I said,
ooh,
absolutely. And I came in.
Yeah, you don't have to think about that one. When that call comes, you're like, I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Tell me what time.
Yeah.
And so I went back in, and I went back in again on my own. To your point about women's empowerment, I had to walk in there on my own. No, you know, big mogul saying I was great or good, or that they were going to co-sign on the possibility of this show being good. I didn't have a network name behind me. My card didn't say Tamron Hall, anchor up today. I didn't have any card. I just had me.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and today we're talking with Emmy Award-winning talk show host Tamron Hall about her success in her first season, what we can look forward to in season two, and about her unique journey to a place where she can have real, candid conversations and connections with celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people. Let's get back to our conversation. In your freshman year of your show, you've been able to get some of the biggest names in Hollywood and politics and philanthropy, sports, you name it. And, you know, that's no small feat. So there's something, people are clearly comfortable sharing with you, having these real conversations. And I guess I want to know what you attribute that to and how you prepare to talk to these folks.
I think, like you, it's my natural personality. I love to talk clearly. We could go on forever, Sue.
Yeah, I got my first job in media, my parents were like, my God, thank God she got somebody to pay her to talk. That's all I kept saying.
It's natural to me. I mean, my nickname is not necessarily, because I was very contrarian. I question everything. I'm just a naturally curious person, but I think more than anything, I love giving people an opportunity to say who they are or tell us how they got to where they are. Yeah, you can book The Rock, but how did he become The Rock? You know, who is this guy that everyone said, sure, you're going to leave, you know, wrestling and become a superstar. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
What were the things that happened? What did you put in motion? And that's how I approach all of our interviews, out of curiosity, out of openness. you know, some people have come on and had very difficult conversations. Our premiere episode, for example, with Andrew Gillum, who was almost the governor of the state of Florida, and his wife, RJ, who revealed for the first time publicly that he is bisexual and identifies as bisexual after being caught in a scandal of his own doing during the beginning of the pandemic. And so there I am sitting with this couple and this woman.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who's a very strong, independent woman, and she is revealing the most intimate and difficult thing you can imagine for a married couple.
Wow.
My goal is always to provide a safe conversation, a safe space. This, you know, recently we just had a show about white women and women of color, what we really talk about when we're not around each other. And why is there this divide? You know, we look at the women's suffrage movement and, you know, the fight for pay equality, but there is an unspoken divide between women. And it has set off this phenomenon of Karen. And we even have watched some of the prestigious women's organizations be accused of discrimination when we're all, in most cases, supposed to be helping empower each other.
Right.
So we approach that topic on our show in a very real, vulnerable way. No yelling, no accusations, just real talk.
Well, you know what I love? I read something, I think it was in either Parenting, I think it was in Parenting Magazine, an article that you were featured in, and you wrote, I know how it feels being the only woman to walk into a room full of men. I also know how it feels to be the only woman of color to walk into a room of white women. So for my show, I address not only the gender disparity in the industry, but also the racial disparity. You always say there's a seat at the table for everyone when it comes to your show. Talk about that for a little bit.
Well, that means the world to me to be able to have this opportunity. You know, there were times in the process of pitching this show, and even after the show made it on air, Sue, that a few voices in the room said, oh, white women won't be able to relate to you. Mm. And I thought, what planet? Are we at that point, really? The most successful woman in the history of TV is a black woman named Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. By
the
way,
one of the most beloved women in television today is Robin Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about here? And so I, I didn't allow that to seep into my mind. I thought it was honestly ridiculous. And it spoke to, in so many ways, I think, social media, where we are putting ourselves in cages and we are closing the door.
Right.
And I think I made a determination I was not going to give in to that. I was like, people relate to real. People relate to a human being. Am I an unapologetic black woman? 100%. Am I unapologetic Southern? 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Am I unapologetic about being 50? Hell yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 50 and I work for this. And so for me, it was just important. It is important, though, to acknowledge that, you know, I can have black girl magic and I can be an empowered woman, too.
Yes.
And so we approached the show that way, and I needed to, in that article that you referred to give that example to remind people, as we talk about empowerment for women, you know, I have, as I said, walked into a room with all men and thought, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've walked into a room with all white women and thought, okay.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Why, we have to demand the diversity that we demand of them.
100%. I want to talk about the new season. You're in season two now, and the reason I want to talk about it is because here we are getting pretty close to the election, and it's been a pretty divisive year. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect in terms of guests on the show and how you're going to handle that, the election?
For me, honestly, I think, look, everything is political. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
If your trash isn't picked up, that is a failure of your local government.
Right.
I lived in Chicago, and you know snow. You're in the Boston area. Listen, your mayor doesn't get the snow picked up after a major snowfall. I remember when you had that huge, crazy snow year. That's a failure of your government. And it moves on up to your governors, and we now know governors are more important than ever before, and, of course, the presidency. And so for me, I came from a cable news world, and when I left cable news, I actually said, Sue, I would never return. I didn't, again, know what I was going to do, but I didn't know. I knew I wasn't going to do that because I would leave with my head hurting.
Yeah.
I was dizzied by just people coming on, and their sole purpose was just to drop bombs of information to disorient the people at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on live trying to fact check someone in real time, and the audience is tweeting, do your job. And it's just like, it was a flurry of disinformation, misinformation, and just it left me sad. My father was in the Army for 30 years. I grew up in a family.
Oh, wow.
You know, watching the evening news, paying close attention to world news, and I didn't feel that the type of show that I was doing there and the type of show that was being required of cable news hosts was productive. And there, don't get me wrong, there are many shows I still watch, and I'm a fan of so many of my former colleagues at MSNBC who are getting it right. But so often there's a temptation to just get on and book and book, and people are going to yell, and they're going to da-da-da, and you just don't know left from right. So in our show, what we've approached it as, you know, if candidates want to come on, if people want to come on, they have to talk about something. They have to talk about a specific thing. I like to dig in and narrow in. So if it's pay inequality.
Right.
I want to dig in on a show revolving around that. Why can't we get this right after all these years? We did a powerful show called Hear Us Now on police brutality after the death of George Floyd.
Yes, I remember that.
People
yeah.
yelling at each other and you're a racist or you're this or you hate cops and blah, blah. I can't function. So we tried to approach it in this thoughtful way of unpacking versus you come on, you lob an insult, you lob a fact that you know we don't have time to Google to make sure it's true or not, and more so look at the individual topics that ultimately affect all of our lives in some way.
I agree. I always think it's so much better to inspire critical thinking in conversations versus pushing an agenda. And, you
yes.
know, that's what you have to stay away from. I know, too, I want to talk a little bit about your personal life because you've been really private in the past, but now recently you're married, you have a son, and you talk a little bit more and you, like, let people into that part of your life a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about that. I know your son Moses has even made a few guest appearances with the at-home shooting as well.
Yes.
How do you juggle all that? I mean, our listeners are primarily women. And they're listening right now saying, how does she do this? How does she have this, you know, successful career and a marriage and a one-year-old? And, you know, talk a little bit about how you manage all that.
I would love to say that it's being managed. Last night, I'm talking to you after getting 2 hours of sleep because I Googled ways to inspire a 17-month-old to say words. Because I'm, like any other parent, you're looking for every sign of, okay, am I doing it right? And so, I mean, okay, my son is saying mama, but I want him to say doggy. You know,
yes.
And I stayed up going down the rabbit hole.
Oh, my God,
all
yeah.
All night long. My husband looked over at me, I think it was around 3 a.m., and he's like, you're not getting any sleep. You have a busy day tomorrow. And I said, I can't. I'm so worried. Am I failing him? You know, I came in yesterday. I put my bag down. I ran upstairs. I took a shower. I grabbed him. We went to dinner. But did I really engage him? I talked with his pediatrician, and he said, you know, is he imitating you brushing your teeth, putting your shoes on? I said, I brush my teeth at 4 a.m.
Right.
That's the time I get up to go to work.
You and me both.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, he doesn't see me put my shoes on. Like, when is he going to see me put my shoes on? I mean, I get dressed at work, you know.
I can tell you, though, from one mom to another, I have two college-age daughters. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Because even now you question yourself as a mom. It's always like, oh, my God, you know, did I do well by them? Have I taught them everything they need to go to go out in the world and kill it? You're doing fine. Trust me.
Now, you answered the question that you wanted me to, because I am just like if the women who are listening. On some days, you know, I walk in and I pat myself on the back and say, wait a minute. I juggled that radio interview about warming up his quesadilla, and I killed it, you know. And then other days I think, oh, gosh, my son is supposed to be saying six words. Wait a minute. Like,
right.
Maybe that was a word that he just said. I'm going to count it. I don't know what it was, but I'm going to count it.
And,
you know, and.
And we have to be honest with each other, too. And I say this all the time to women, like, nobody's perfect. Nobody is the perfect mom, the perfect spouse, the perfect employee, you know. Has the perfect body, the perfect, I mean, just none of us do. And the more honest we are with each other about that, the more pressure we take off of ourselves.
Absolutely. And that's the spirit of our show. When we've done segments and shows on motherhood, you know, I take it from two aspects. I was a non-mom for 49 years, and I tell people my womanhood didn't start when I had a child. My motherhood journey started. And I'm learning. I can't tell you how many times I've Googled, you know, the best toys for toddlers, and you just try to figure it out, and I ask for advice, and I allow myself to say, I just don't know when I don't know.
So what advice, Tamron, before we need to wrap, would you have for other women who may be struggling to make a change or to take a risk, challenge the unknown like you have?
You know, you bet on yourself. I mean, that's the best advice I can offer. You know, I think it's great when you share your dreams and your ideas with people, but ultimately they can't confirm what you already know. And that's you, you know, obviously The Wizard of Oz, one of my favorite movies, Dorothy Gale. You know, it's always there for you.
Yes.
You have the plan. And I think sometimes, obviously, the older we get, you start to say, okay, but what does this mean for my children? Or how will this affect my family? I can't afford to take this risk. Or, you know, what about all of these other things? We become risk-averse, and I get that. And that's important, too, because you don't want to be reckless with this part of your life, certainly, when you have other people depending on you. But I look in the mirror and I say, what would 25-year-old Tamron do? You know, the person who was willing to take the risk. And I balance her with the me I am today. And the conclusion, inevitably, every time I've asked myself, is bet on yourself.
I love that. Tamron, I'm sorry, but we are out of time. Tamron Hall, thank you so much for your insight. Congratulations on your Emmy Award, and we so look forward to season 2 of The Tamron Hall Show. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Emmy Award-winning talk show host Tamron Hall has been in the spotlight today. We thank her for her insight, for her ability to have real conversations that matter, and for her message of empowerment that is helping to end both gender and racial disparity. We are excited to see what season 2 of Tamron Hall will bring, and we wish her continued success and happiness in both her personal and professional life. You've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is our honor and privilege to shine a light on the change makers and to provide a platform for people who are out doing meaningful work in our communities. Thank you for paying attention and for helping us create engaging programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you know someone who is making a difference, just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. I'm Sue Tabb, and along with my co-host and producer, Kenda Petroni, we'd like to invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.